It's nice when you're here to drive because I get to get important work done in the car.
Like what?
Like tending to my Wiz Khalifa's weed farm.
Mm. Didn't realize you were still up on that tip.
Pasquale sent me a gift. Great. Send him one back. Oh, no, I can't send him one back for another 3 hours.
Game design.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I kind of like about this game and games like it is that at no point does it pretend to be anything other than what it is.
Right.
Oh, big news. Danksgiving has been extended. Many players were having trouble with Danksgiving, and we heard your feedback. We have added extra time to the Danksgiving event to give you more room to earn your rewards.
They're just celebrating Canadian Danksgiving.
Yeah.
Great deals.
No.
Do it.
Sometimes this thing does not adhere to your phone's mute settings when playing the ads. And by watching this ad, or rather by having this ad play on my phone, I get a 6 hour profit bonus on the Danksgiving event.
That's how business works.
Yeah. That's how business works. Today felt longer than it was.
Yeah.
I guess it's only, you know, it's not quite 8, which I guess that's a long day, but...
Yeah, you know, being trapped in one room for that much time and that much discussion will definitely make it feel like...
Yeah.
You have been in prison for longer. But we got some stuff done.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of those categories seem totally reasonable in their outcomes, but many of them are not going quite the way I expected they would.
Yeah. It's every year.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a feeling of like, right, yeah. Kind of organically happening upon these conclusions.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, and I'm not mad about any of our choices so far.
Yeah. feel like I'd rather play AC Origins over Wildlands because I want real stealth kills, it says here in the chat. I don't know, what's a more real stealth kill than lying on your belly, having a drone mark a target, and then having one of your three badass AI compadres just smoke people for you? It's the ultimate in stealth.
In that you actually had to do nothing.
Yeah. I just said, that guy, shoot him. And they went, all right. Okay. I could do that. Where does Last Guardian come into play in terms of Games of the Year? Since it came out after the podcast we recorded last year, we had a copy of that when we were doing
it. Yeah, we talked about that game.
Yeah, that's the thing is that people sometimes forget is we are typically in a position to get access to games before they're released.
Like, I was playing that during
the
course of the podcast. And I think we considered
it. We did.
Like, Trico was in for Best New Character and some other stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty typical for December releases where we can get that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how that Battlegrounds map is going to go. If they'll put it onto... I would imagine that, like, as part of this Game Awards thing where they're going to show this map, you would like to think that they'd also say the date.
Right.
And with any luck, that date would be right now. Immediately following this broadcast. Or something like that. test server. That test server up. I might play some more of that tonight. I presume it's still up.
If I had access to a PC that would play it, I would.
If it's up in the morning, you should check it out. Just even just going in and like there's stuff, you know, you probably wouldn't get until you've actually done it in terms of just like, oh shit, I vaulted over this wall instead of ran around it. That's actually right. Huge. But just on the starter island, being able to walk up to those tables that the guns are on and it hit the space bar and you step up onto the table, you're just like, oh, fuck.
Totally different.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is everything.
I might check that out between the Beast Cast and whatever else we do tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep, new font, new music.
I'm not mad about them changing the music. Like, I appreciate people's ironic love of the bad music that was in there before, but
I think the new music is a little better.
Yeah, that's the thing. I listened to it. I was like, yeah, no, this feels like it's evoking the same thing, but is not as bad. Like, if they put some, like, fucking, you know, shitty new metal track or something over it, I could see why people wouldn't like that,
yeah.
But I don't know. It feels in keeping with what they established.
New font, and they did new button icons for when you have a controller hooked up. Like, before they had just, like, the standard Xbox buttons with the colors and everything, and now it's, like, these just, like, white outline buttons. Just, like, it's less... like, a little less visible than it was, but I guess that doesn't actually matter.
Yeah.
I just wish that they had an option in there to turn off the controller buttons completely, because I'm using a keyboard, and it just defaults to that even if you have a controller hooked up, it seems like. Red zone bombing sound effects. Huh. Alright. I have not been in a red zone, I guess, in the test, so... vehicle physics, fuck.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to get used to the bounciness driving down hills.
I hope it's way worse.
Yeah. Like, just make that like fucking Gang Beast physics of just fucking just nonsense.
Like, what if Gang Beasts was a car?
Yeah.
Slide it around a lot more, but don't seem to flip as much, it says here. It's been fun playing that game again. I took some time off.
I think we all needed a little break from it.
Yeah, got back into a playing solo, and it's a good fucking time.
Solo's what got me into that game to begin with.
Yeah.
I think I'm just realizing that I have a level of patience for that game that maybe a lot of other people don't. Because I am totally willing to just sit in one room for like 20 minutes, my gun pointed in one direction, just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Like, that is the tension for me.
Yeah, that's that game. And under a lot of normal circumstances, that is not my kind of game. But the way they have put it together here,
it
I think works. Really works.
There's just no more satisfying feeling than springing a trap and it actually working.
I haven't gotten into like the laying an item out for people, and I've definitely like camped fucking dead body crates before.
Yeah.
And waited for people to walk in and see if there was anything there, and then just started stacking up bodies.
Key is just the placement. Just gotta put it in a place where it looks like it would spawn.
Yeah.
How's that battery holding up?
Seems to be doing okay. Still says 16%.
Oh, that's... My iPhone battery has been fucking all over the place lately. Like, sometimes it seems like it's draining super quick, but then it gets down to, like, you know, fucking 12% or something, and then just doesn't move forever.
Yeah. How old's your phone?
This is a 6 Plus.
Yeah.
So it's pretty old.
Yeah, that's...
comparatively.
Yeah. My wife has a regular 6, and she got the battery replaced, because it would just go from 100% to 50% in, like, 20 minutes, and then the second half would drain weird, and then it would shut off at 30%.
Right.
And say, oh, no battery. And they were like, yeah, your battery's old. Give us $70. So, she did.
Yeah, I might look into that, see if there's something that can be done about it.
Takes them a couple of hours, unless they're backed up or something.
I'd just rather do that than spend $800 on a phone. I have no interest in getting one of the new ones right now.
Well, she's on her own plan, and I was going to get all our phone plan stuff together.
Yeah.
So I got an 8 Plus, so that I could give her my 7 Plus, because we're on different carriers right now. And, but we just haven't done it, because she got the new battery, and now the immediate impetus to do it is gone. So I was like, all right, well, I got the 7 sitting in this drawer. One of these days, we'll go do this.
Incredibly wasteful. It just feels like the level of parity between phones at this point is so close that I just don't care.
Like this, I got this 8 Plus, and it seemed, I had a 7 Plus before that. It just seems like the same fucking phone.
Yeah. Like, the new features they have been adding to iPhones just are, like, things that I would probably think are fine, but, like, I don't need that level of camera in a phone. I never take pictures, for God's sake.
I take pictures all the time, but not... I don't want them to look good.
Yeah. You want garbage photos.
I'm taking garbage photos of fucking paused videos off my monitor.
And also Minions merchandise.
And Minions merchandise. And like... Yeah. Like, I... You know... That camera doesn't need to fucking look good.
Yeah.
In fact, the better it looks, the less I like it. Unless it's, like, really high-quality, large... big pixel images that still somehow look bad.
Right. Yeah, that's a kind of bad I can get behind.
The only thing I like is the cameras have gotten better and better at taking pictures in low light. Because I don't use a flash. I don't believe in it. So, like, having that get better has been meaningful, I guess. But this fucking unlock shit with your face shit on this other iPhone, I don't need that shit. I don't want that shit.
I don't want Apple knowing what my face looks like.
I like the fingerprint stuff.
I don't want Apple knowing my fingerprints either.
They say they don't.
They say a lot of things.
I'd believe them over a lot of other similar companies, because they seem consistent in their fucking disdain for the way the government wants their phones to be.
Right.
But at the end of the day, yeah, you're 100% right. I trust them more than I would trust Facebook.
Sure.
Or probably Google, I guess.
I don't trust anyone.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we're talking about thin levels of difference on a scale of distrust. But I figure, hey, if some shit ever goes down, I'll just fucking cut my thumbs, pour some bleach on them, and burn the fingerprints off. And go from there. Um, yeah, I don't know. That the fucking depth camera face recognition stuff, I find troubling. Also, it doesn't line up with how I feel like I tend to use my phone.
Right.
Which is, I am unlocking it before I am looking at it, because I know it does the fingerprint stuff. And I don't think I need an OLED screen on a phone. Maybe someday, you know, if it's cheap enough, like whatever. Like, yeah, sure. You know, at some point I will upgrade a phone again.
Yeah.
But
not now.
I thought about getting a Pixel.
It was alright.
The Google phone. Because it looked alright.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the parity between even like the different brands. Like, it feels like, yes, the ecosystems are different. The iOS, like the OSs are different. But in terms of what you can do on those phones.
Well, yeah. When I think about how I fucking use a phone, all that shit's available everywhere. It's not, you know, I'm not like, oh man. Like, but the only limited cases is like, you know, all of my local music is in iTunes, and, like, the Apple Music ecosystem works for me.
Right.
I tried Google Play Music and all that other stuff, and didn't much care for it. But also, some of that might be because I don't have an Android phone.
Right.
If I did, maybe I would feel differently about all that stuff, or whatever, but, or I would just use Spotify and move on, you know?
That's kind of where I'm at.
I have just enough music that is not on Spotify, and I've never liked the way Spotify has handled your local music.
Right. No, it does not handle that stuff well.
So, that's always been... Yeah, there is an Apple Music app on Android, but I'm not so married to Apple Music that if it was not an integral part of the phone, I don't know that I would feel the need to add it. I don't know. For a while, I thought I wanted to get a phone that had, like, Google Daydream support, or for whatever the Oculus stuff is. But whatever, I don't know. The Google Assistant seems like it's better than Siri. In terms of, like, responding to your actual questions.
Right.
With actual answers, and not just fucking, here's a song I thought you might want to hear. That's not at all what I asked. Started trying to use Siri more in the car.
Yeah.
First, like, selecting music and stuff.
How's that working out?
It's fucking spotty. It's like, there's just some stuff that you want to be able to ask it. You want to be able to get more specific with music than Apple Music seems to be built to handle. Where, like, you say, like, I would like to hear some ska, and it plays you an album that has ska in the title.
Right.
Or some user-created playlist that just says, like, ska revival! You know, that's like some ninth song someone threw on a thing, and...
I just don't feel dynamic enough.
Right.
That kind of
You're like, I would like to hear some third wave ska. Like, that's maybe a big ask, but it's hard to get there. With that, I mean, that request I don't think works much at all. It'll pull up, like, a playlist or whatever. Like, their hip-hop radio stations are bad, their streaming stations... Like, there's just a lot of stuff about it that you go, like, man, this, for as much money as you spent buying Beats and all the other fucking stuff you've done around music, I'm surprised that this stuff is still as bad as it is. says here, I buy vinyl and stream otherwise. Yeah, I started down that road a little bit for a while and then realized I didn't.
That takes a commitment.
I just don't, you know, I don't care about vinyl. We bought a record player, but it's not hooked up to anything nice speaker-wise, yeah. So it's like, fine for listening to older records, but I feel like when I bought like the last Daft Punk album, or the last Beastie Boys album, which I think are like the last two records I bought. Well, I guess I bought the Rez soundtrack, actually, but,
my parents passed a bunch of their old records off to me some years back, and yeah. I have them, and, like, you know, some of them are, like, you know, not rare, but, like, you know, fairly sought-after albums.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got these, but I just don't foresee myself ever really getting deep into the vinyl scene.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, you want to maintain that equipment.
Like, all for what? Money and time,
yeah,
for sure.
But. Yeah, but, like, to what end, you know?
It's like, that's the path that it turns you into fucking John Cusack and High Fidelity, you know? Man, yeah. That guy wasn't happy.
No. No, definitely not. And I only got those two records because I was like, oh, it'd be cool to have a big version of the Daft Punk art. And I never opened it. Because I can just stream it.
Yeah.
Same with the Beastie Boys record. Like, it came with a download code, but I don't even need to use that.
Yeah. I think the thing I like about vinyl is that there's just a very tactile element to it.
It's neat. It's really neat.
Yeah, and records do sound good when put through, like, a proper system. But it is, like, it's an investment of both time and money that, like, I don't think most people have the fucking stomach for, including myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not really in the camp of like, this sounds way better.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not. And part of that is because I'm never going to invest in a high quality enough record player to get that out of it. And the amp that goes with it and, you know, like all that gear. I'm just never going to do it. Vinyl sales surpassed MP3 sales in 2016. Yeah, I mean, I believe that.
Yeah.
Because who's buying MP3s anymore now that you can just stream them?
Exactly. Like me, if I were, you know, buying a lot of music, but I'm not these days.
Yeah, like the only MP3s I'm buying these days are Longmont Potion Castle albums.
Sure. Gotta keep that guy going.
Yeah. Which is like the jankiest operation in the world. They just email you back a URL.
It kind of has to be,
and
I think.
Yeah, and you have to right-click on all the MP3s and save them to disk.
Yeah,
it's not even a zipped-up fucking here's the album. It's just every individual track. And you're like, what? This is...
No, that's exactly how that should be with him.
Right. And then with every album, there's also a PDF of the cover and some artwork and stuff. And always in that PDF is a link for bonus tracks. And it's like 9 more tracks. And that's a different URL with a different page you have to go to and right-click on MP3s. And it's like, this is fucking insane.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for a fucking... an operation like that that is actively trying to dissuade you from actually engaging with it.
Yeah. I almost bought... They put out some physical box sets that I thought would be fun to have. But it was like $300 for all these CDs. And I was like, you know, I've got most of this stuff already. They were also selling a USB stick with all the same stuff on it for less, for like $150 or something. It's a lot of money to pay for a fat stack MP3s, but it's also decades of output.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 15, 16 albums or something.
Do any of those feature his band?
Yeah, his yes.
His musical.
His music is on some of those. For stuff like Portishead, it fits the mood. Yeah, I guess like, you know, yeah, like let's sit down. Let's put this Portishead record on the record player and then sit down and mope. Like, yeah, no, yeah, that makes sense.
Let's make really sad love. Have just the most mopey sex.
That's the only kind I know how to make. Yeah, I can see some people getting into the ritual of it. But I think the idea of walking in a room and yelling out an artist's name and having it play is also kind of rad.
Yes.
But I don't have any of that stuff set up either. So I don't trust it.
Yeah, that's fair. I will never get one of those, like, home assistant devices. I just never will do it.
You will.
No.
Everyone will have one eventually, because your house will come with one.
Fucking build a Unabomber shack somewhere.
Yeah. Or moving into a place and then building a box around the microphone, like a lead chamber that emits a high-pitched tone into the speaker that prevents it from hearing anything else.
Go live in a fucking hollowed-out missile silo.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, that'd be so good. Take a bunch of vitamin D pills, live underground.
Yeah.
is this?
I believe this is... Yeah, this is Gotor.
Gotor?
Gotor. Like goat whore.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah. All one word.
Yeah. Seems like an abrasive band name, I don't know.
I think it's in keeping with their sound.
Yeah, oh yeah. How much music would you say that you listen to on a regular basis that is actively in support of Satan?
I mean, actively?
Actively, like explicitly.
Not that much.
Yeah.
Like a couple.
I feel like there's not that much of it.
No.
And kind of never was.
And even when there is, like, sometimes it's really gimmicky. Like, that Ghost band is basically fucking, I don't know. They're like the ICP of black metal. Like,
oh, that's a... Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, like, they do, like, they write love songs to Satan.
Yeah. Okay.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, ICP is maybe the wrong word, but, like, you know, they
No, that, I mean, that checks out.
They are characters, they're performing characters on stage, and also... All their shit is basically like, it could be Christian rock, but it's about Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number of bands that I think I listen to that are actually like just like full on Satanists is relatively low.
You know, people start living it the way they used to. In the 80s, it felt like everyone was into the devil.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was big business. Satanic Panic was real good. For,
yeah,
you know,
I bet. Like
getting some attention.
It was a good button to push, I guess. And now it's like, what? You're what? Yeah, okay, sure. Whatever, man.
Yeah. They took My Sweet Satan off of YouTube, and I've been mad about it ever since.
Got a copy of that if you want.
I know. I liked being able to point to it every once in a while and just be like, this! Watch this! Jim Van Bever.
I feel like I posted that to my Tumblr not that long ago.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to watch Hated again.
That's a hard movie to watch.
Yeah.
But I have also been thinking about that ever since I downloaded G.G. Allen into Fire Pro Wrestling World. I felt like, all right, maybe I should watch Hated again.
Yeah. Pictures of Jim Van Bever when I search for this, but...
Oh, you can still find pictures. You just can't... It's just not up on YouTube anymore.
Clips. Like, one clip of it. The clip of them at the store before they go take the acid. Some other song with clips of My Sweet Satan. Which, don't get me wrong, this is still pretty good. Thank you. my recommendations on YouTube are just broken.
Yeah. Mine are mostly just Kids in the Hall sketches and occasional episodes of Monster Factory, because that's kind of the only things I really watch on YouTube anymore.
Ric Flair on Rick Rude beating up Ultimate Warrior for real.
Alright.
Sega Genesis Flashback HD does Master System Game Gear and more. Ric Flair promo, darling, you better keep your mouth shut, I'm not taking you home no matter what. Sega Dreamcast Classic Edition Pi 3 for Sega fans only. Kevin Nash, which wrestlers are dicks?
I trust him to know.
Yeah. Video games so bad that they're actually awesome.
That is gimmick infringement, and you will be hearing from my lawyer.
Every single Nintendo console startup in 4K 60. The music video for Lil Peep's Ben's Truck.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Rest in peace. E3 2016 fails in cringe compilation. To be fair, this is a picture of Zac Efron from that Battlefield thing, so...
I had no point that I cringe watching Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I celebrated it.
I feel like anyone using the word cringe these days is...
is far cringier than
yeah,
anything they're producing.
Yeah, it's not like 100% overlap, but like, I feel like generally speaking, they're not good people.
Nope.
Go to my subscriptions, I see things like the 25 strains of cannabis smoked in the 25 bongs of Christmas.
Which scripture is that in? That there are 25 bongs of Christmas?
The 25 bongs of Christmas? That's, the Ecclesiastes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one of the ones I didn't get to.
Yeah. Oops. No, stop. I don't...
Too late. You fucked it up.
I accidentally tapped on a thing, and then it started playing a video.
On YouTube.
I know. I don't want to watch a video.
I just want to give videos thumbs down.
This tool-assisted speedrun of Skitchin for the Genesis. Another Marijuana Man video, this one titled, Getting Fucked Up on Some Flawless Concentrates.
Like a nice orange juice from concentrate.
Yeah. Right. Smoking marijuana in a cabin on an iceberg in the ocean. This guy streams himself smoking a lot of drugs. Getting high on some squish extracts. You've seen Marijuana Man? This Canadian dude?
No.
Kind of sucks.
I mean, I'm not loving him just by the titles alone.
Oh no, yeah, he's a fucking yeah. It's a piece of work. All
right.
He used to stream a lot on like Ustream and stuff.
Ustream.
Back when this sort of activity was like a little more frowned upon.
Right.
This thing still says 16%.
Well, hey, it held up.
Yep.
Standing halfway in the crosswalk.
Just standing in front of that truck. Someone out here fucking doing some big thinking here in chat.
Uh-huh.
Enemy Mouse says, a Wendy's burger will fit in a taco, you know.
Taking the Whopper burrito and fucking flipped it on its head.
Yeah. I put Jack in the Box tacos on burgers before. It's more or less what the Burger King Texican Whopper was. I think they sold here. I got mine in London.
I don't remember that ever coming here. Like, I feel like I remember a taco and a hamburger.
Yeah. And I probably would have eaten more of them if they were readily available here.
Yeah.
Instead, I just had the one. And was like, man, it's like a little taco pocket on this burger. All right, y'all.
Yep.
Battery made it after all.
Well, that's exciting, but also it doesn't bode well for your battery.
Yeah, I guess not. This iPad is old. It's cracked.
Yeah.
It's going to explode someday.
Well, hopefully it'll do it while we're driving.
Yeah. See everybody's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I guess.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.